This is another Red FM podcast. And remember, if you enjoyed this episode, for more podcasts, check out redextra.ie. It's full of great Red FM content.
It's Ask Audrey. What's your problem?
Hello, it's Rosaline here from Bally Desmond. I mightn't have mentioned this to you before, but I'm actually an accountant. Don't mind all the things you hear about accountants being deadly boring. We're actually much worse than that. As jobs go, it's about as exciting as a shopping trip to Mill Street. And between yourself and myself, I spend most of my days in front of the computer screen having filthy thoughts when I should be helping small businesses in North Cork to hide money from the taxman, or woman for that matter, hashtag equality. I have a friend, she's very liberal-minded, the priest calls her Dirty Diana. Didn't I tell her that I would love to change career to something that interests me, and didn't she suggest that I try writing erotic fiction about the local area? Anyway, I'm in 20 pages into my debut erotic novel, 50 Shades of Skerteglin. All I need now is a pen name, because I don't want that Lothraman of a priest bad-mouthing me about the parish. What would be a good name, tell me? Rosaline, Bally Desmond.
Don't talk to me about bad-mouthing clerics. I had a fling with a bishop once. He didn't have a clue how to kiss with tongues. Like, I said to him, come here, I'll give you some lessons, but there's no such thing as a free lunch. What will you give me for an hour of snogging? He said, 3 Hail Marys and a glory be to God. Hashtag it's a sin.
Hello, Old Stock. I'm writing to you on behalf of the beautifully spoken millionaires on the Blackrock Road. Now, obviously, we've all had the vaccine at this stage, given our important frontline role maintaining standards in Cork society. Mind you, it didn't hurt that we all went to either Pres or Clongowes, and our chairman, Ducky Prendergast, well, his cousin has a corner office in the HSE. He's actually done very well for himself, considering he only went to Clutch on Spirdnave. Anyway, look, it's a joke that we have to put up with the 5k limit now that we're vaccinated. I appreciate that you need to keep Northsiders and Bogmen in check over Easter. Harsh as it might be to say, they're a pack of unruly savages, and I'd say not one of them speaks Latin. This is certainly not the case for beautifully spoken millionaires like ourselves, and I can see no reason why we shouldn't be able to drive down to our Bond villain mansions in Crookhaven without some farmer's son in a guard outfit stopping us outside Ballincollig so we can pour Range Rovers. Can you get a message to government there and set us free, Reggie? Blackrock Road?
I'd love to. I think everyone in Cork City would be delighted to help Blackrock Road millionaires get to West Cork this weekend, particularly if you promise to stay there until July. Hashtag place to ourselves.
Come here. What's the story with wearing tights all the time? I bought a bike there 2 months ago because the old doll said she was going on a nookie strike if I didn't lose 18 kilos in 50 days. She do be very precise about these things, I know. Anyway, I'm barely off the thing these days, the bike-like, because there's nothing like the endorphin rush, spending 4 hours a day away from your wife and Smiley. He'd be busting me head talking about Minecraft all the time. Thing is, I got a pair of them Lycra Man tights for the cycling, and they feel amazing, particularly round the meat and two veg, you know? So, will people call me a langer if I wear cycling tights all the time, tell me? Don't you know any? Blackpool?
I'll answer that with a limerick. There was a young man from Blackpool. I hope you don't think I'm too cruel. He likes wearing tights, but I have my rights not to be forced to be looking at his tool.
It's getting bored on our WhatsApp group. Douglas Rhodes stunners who don't need sunglasses in her profile photos to make us look super hot. Fifi _ look at me, I'm modest, said she is totally running out of things to post on Instagram, particularly after she cut her kids' hair and they look like something from the 1980s or modern day Tipperary. Cleena _ electric car biatches got one of the top stylists in Cork to style her kids on the sly like, and isn't said stylist blackmailing her now, possibly because Cleena said her 2019 BMW was a bit lashing road. I was going to post a photo of my smallies with their mad hair and caption it Norries, until my Ken put his foot down and said that's a horrible thing to say about your own kids. He's after getting fierce ethical since watching Prince William on the TV. He even wants us to start our own podcast called Norries Are People Too. This could put the total kibosh on my career as a hot Douglas Road mom influencer. Are we looking at grounds for divorce? Jenny, Douglas Road.
Totally. There's no way that a man should be allowed to control what you post on social media. My Connor nearly had a conniption when I started posting Instagram stories about our rampant sex life. I said, do you want me to stop? He said, no, I want you to start. We haven't had any action in 4 months. Hashtag pandemic sex lies.
Read Ask Audrey every Friday in the Irish Examiner.
Red FM.
Thanks for listening to this Red FM podcast. Don't forget to subscribe and check out redextra.ie for more great Red FM content.